And now, from Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States, and it produces the largest record, CD, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend of August. Our 30th annual show will be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Once again, Mr. Bobby Mizell, getting everything rolling in here to the heart and soul of rock and roll from Birmingham, Alabama, and we've got a special program coming up tonight, Train Songs, and here to explain what that means is Joe.
Ray, in the U.S., train songs actually predate trains. The first known train song was written to commemorate the founding of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad in 1828. The Carrollton March was written by Arthur Clifton and copyrighted on July the 1st, 1828. The second song came only 2 days later, Railroad March by Charles Meineke. Since then, the number is probably uncountable. This country loved trains from the start. They were big and loud and would eventually tie the country together from east to west. Railroads were a way to leave and a way to come home. Certain artists, such as Jimmy Rogers, used their experience as railroad men to write great songs. Hank Williams and Johnny Cash also knew of hearing a lonesome whistle blow. So here's BRC's first tribute to train songs.
First thing we're going to hear is Mystery Train by Elvis. This song was written by Junior Parker, and it was released on the Sun Recording label in November of 1953. The Elvis Presley adaptation was released in August of 55, and Sam Phillips was given credit as writer along with Junior Parker. On the original one by Junior Parker in 53, only Junior Parker's name was listed. 4 months later, after Elvis recorded it, it would be released on the RCA label because Sam Phillips has owed his contract to RCA. This was the last of Elvis's Sun label releases, Sun 223, ranked number 77 on the Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Here's Elvis, Mystery Train.
Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Train, train, coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, cause she's my own, mine, she's my own, mine. Well, it took my baby, but and never will again, never will again.
Great train songs, some great memories, and another great song coming up next, David.
Mean Old Lonesome Train, coming up next by Lightning Slim. This is a fine example of some of the Excello label R&B that they put out with the harmonica players on that label. Released in 1957, this was a great dancer, often played it down at the Hangout in PC, and at Dukes and Dixieland, and the cool DJs, they put it on quite often for us. So let's catch that train with Lightning Slim. It's a train his baby's on.
How'd you catch that train, man? That's the train my baby's on. I've been out well, I'm headed east. I want my baby back home with me. Well, she done grabbed me no train and gone. She done bought a ticket and left this town. I'm going to find out before the sun goes. But she done grabbed that mean old train and gone. I ain't no monkey, don't climb no tree. No woman gon' make no monkey out of me. Well, she done caught that mean old train and gone. Well, just look at that mean old train. She left me plenty money, gold in the ground. Ever since she left me, I've been going down. Well, she done grabbed that mean old train and gone. I love my woman, she's my heart's desire. Going to find my baby, take the day I die. Well, she done grabbed that mean old train and gone.
Radio.
Good guys!
Not all train songs are southern or bluesy. Well, I guess you could call this bluesy. Right, Joe?
Ray, if you're a Blues Brothers fan, you'll remember this next song playing when Jake is let out of prison. It was one of John Belushi's favorite songs. The Katy refers to the Missouri-Kansas-Texas Railroad. Here's Taj Mahal with She Caught the Katy and Left Me a Mule to Ride.
Caught the Katy, she left that mule ride. The train pulled out and I swung on behind. I'm crazy about that hard-headed woman of mine.
know my baby long. Great gosh, I'm mighty, my baby tall. Well, you know my baby, she long. My baby, she tall. She sleep with her head in the kitchen and her big feet out in the hall. And I'm still crazy about her. That heart-headed so fine, I wish she'd come to see me sometime. If she don't believe I love her, look what a hole I'm in. If she don't believe I'm singing, look what a shape I'm in.
Great old train songs on the heart and soul of rock and roll. Tom's got our next one.
That's right, Ray. It's called Train Train. And it's by that great rock group, Blackfoot. This four-member group came from Jacksonville, Florida. They formed in 1970, and they put out several studio and live LPs and a number of singles. Their signature single reached 38 on the charts in 1979. Let's hear Train Train by Blackfoot.
Oh!
With the train theme being what the heart and soul of rock and roll is all about this week, our club president, Charlie's got our next song. Charlie?
Well, Ray, some trains are good and some are bad, and this one's just a mean old train here. This is a song by the High Strung Ramblers. They're a Hispanic group that's based out in L.A., and they're a current group. They're still singing and performing right now. They record for a company called Wild Records out of L.A. Now, this song was originally done by Papa Lightfoot. He's a blues singer from Mississippi. He recorded it in 1955 on the Savoy label. It never was, you know, never made a chart and probably didn't get a lot of airplay. So how these guys found this song, I don't know. But this is the High Strung Ramblers. This is from the early 2000s. Mean Old Train.
This next train song kind of brings back a memory to me. I can remember as a child, my father taking me on a ride. The saying on the side of the train was, take a ride on the Frisco. And Joe, you've got our next song.
Yeah, right. The next one is about the Frisco. It's about Frisco Whistle Blues by Ed Bell. And it's my entry for this week's Scratchy Pre-War 78 category. Alabama artist Ed Bell was born in Fort Deposit, Alabama, about 1905. He used the names Barefoot Bell and Slewfoot Sam on recordings for Paramount and Columbia. Here's Ed Bell, Frisco Whistle Blues.
Lord, I hate to get it, Frisco Whistle Blues. I thought it was gold when you left the yard. When that train pulled off it, yet it broke my heart. The two train running, now I'm going my way. Two train running, now I'm going my way. I leave you walking on this very day. Well, I'm whipping with the whooping, whipping a long time. Whip till I get this strip to change.
David has got our next train song. What you got, David?
Got Long Train Running, Doobie Brothers. 1970, the Doobies formed playing live and improving their sound as they played up and down the North California coast. They caught fire with excessive Long Train Running. It led to sales of $40 million that they've sold up to date worldwide. With Tom Johnson in the lead off the 1973 LP of Captain and Me, the rocking single, Long Train Running.
We'll be right back.
going to monkey around on the last train to Clarksville. The Monkees were formed in 1965. They were the star in the TV show, The Monkees. That show ran from 1966 to 1968. After their peak in 1967, in fact, they outsold the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and worldwide, to date, they've sold over 65 million copies. Now, for the last train to Clarksville, The Monkees.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville, I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, for flavored kisses, and a bit of conversation. No. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
Much more
BRC music. The heart and soul of rock and roll is putting together a program of train songs. And Mickey's got the next one.
Well, Ray, the Valentines recorded the Woo Woo Train. It was written by Rama label owner George Golder along with singer, producer, and songwriter Richard Barrett. Now, Barrett, by the way, discovered and promoted Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Shentels, and Little Anthony and the Imperials. This doo-wop group never had a song make the National Hit Parade charts, but they were very popular in New York City, along the East Coast, and even in some regional areas. Woo Woo Train was released in April of 56. A favorite of Alan Freed, he would have the group come on stage to open his show by chugging along like a train. So here it is, the Valentine singing the Woo Woo Train.
Great train songs, and Joe's got our next one.
Ray, this train by the Delmore Brothers is up next. Brothers Will and Raven Delmore were born in 1908 and 1916 in Elmont, Alabama. Growing up poor as tenant farmers, the L&N Railroad Pan-American train that passed through town was a powerful symbol of escaping small-town life. The brothers' strong gospel roots show through in this train.
This train, I'm bound for glory. This train,
this train,
this train, I'm bound for glory. This train, this train, I'm bound for glory. Don't care none but righteous and holy. This train, I'm bound for glory. This train. Don't care no gamblers, this train,
this train,
this train, don't care no gamblers, this train don't care no gamblers, liars, thieves, no midnight ramblers, this train don't care no gamblers, this train, I'm bound for glory, this train,
this train,
this train, I'm bound for glory, this train. This train, I'm bound for glory. Don't care none but the righteous and holy. This train, I'm bound for glory. This train. This train don't care no clinkers. This train,
this train,
this train don't care no clinkers, this train, this train don't care
care no clinkers, evil thinkers or moonshine drinkers. This train, they don't care no clinkers, this train. This train, I'm bound for glory, this train.
This train.
This train, I'm bound for glory, this train. This train, I'm bound for glory, don't care nothing but the righteous and holy. This train, I'm bound for glory, this train. This train,
this train,
this train don't carry on Satan. This train don't carry on Satan. Come on, children, don't keep it waiting. This train don't carry on Satan. This train, I'm bound for glory. This train,
this train,
this train, I'm bound for glory. This train, I'm bound for glory. Don't care nothing but the righteous and holy. This train, I'm bound for glory. This train.
Just having a great time playing train songs. Remember as a kid in the summer, the windows open and I could hear the train probably 4 or 5 miles away down in the valley. And oh man, I loved trains when I was a kid. Tom, you've got another great train song.
Yes, Ray. This was written by Johnny Cash. It was released in November 1956 on the Sun label. It also was on his second LP, Songs That Made Him Famous. This song was covered over the years by performers such as Bobby Roman, Boxcar Willie, Robert Gordon, and even Bob Dylan. This is pure Johnny Cash. It's not as popular as many of his recordings, but if you're a Johnny Cash lover, one of his best, Train of Love.
Train of Love's a-comin', big black wheels a-hummin'. People waiting at the station, happy hearts are drumming. Train man, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Now stop your whistle blowing, 'cause I've got ways of knowing. You're bringing other people's lovers, but my own keeps going. Train of love this evening, when she's not gone, she's leaving. Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Hearts standing waiting, here and there and everywhere they're gonna be embracing. Train man, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Leaving my heart grieving, but early or late I sit and wait, because I'm still believing. We'll walk away together, though I may wait forever. Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home.
Great song by great singer Johnny Cash there. Joe, now who?
Ray, country singer K.D. Lang and Take Six teamed up for this cut from the soundtrack to the Dick Tracy movie in 1990. It's called Riding the Rails, K.D. Lang and Take Six.
Woo, woo, woo. I'm gone with that whistle wails, and that's why I'm riding the rails. Hoboken, New York, PA, 60 seconds is all I'll stay. Keep safe in out of county jails, and that's why I'm riding the rails. Moline, Kentucky, or the fields of Alabama, rooming with the box of nails or peanuts and yams. Got no next of kin, and there's no one in my will. Only thing I'm scared of is standing still. I'll ride till I'm dead. Boxcar's my only bed. That's home when all else fails. That's why I'm riding the rail.
Rush Fire Billy and his buddies Ned and Slim. 9 years back in Provo was the last I saw of him. Break me, leave me be. Let this hobo rest his bones. Sleep will overtake me when that easy moans. The country's long and wide.
The Santa Fe's my bride.
I'll hop her when she sails.
That's why I'm riding the rails.
I'm riding, I'm sliding, I won't last too long. Got a bandana and a whistle for a song. There ain't no wheels on the floor of a jail. That's why I'm riding the rails.
Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll featuring Train songs. And Joe, you've got a great one.
Ray, Travis Womack has been a guitar hero since he was 15 when a quirky song called Scratchy shook up guitar players around the world. Chet Atkins had a chance to put it out, but said, "It scares me. I'll pass." Travis is a friend of BRC and a member of our Hall of Fame. In keeping with our train theme, here's Night Train by Travis Womack.
All aboard the Night Train!
Has to take credit for putting together this really great show. And this next one you've got coming up, I don't know how you're going to beat that last one, but this is another great train song.
Thanks, Ray. Singer-songwriter Steve Goodman didn't have much success with his story of a trip he made from Chicago to New Orleans, but his friend Arlo Guthrie took it to number 18 in 1972. When Willie Nelson recorded it in 1985, Goodman was awarded a posthumous Grammy for Best Country Song. Here's The City of New Orleans by Arlo Guthrie.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Dealing card games with the old man in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. You feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel.
Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Nighttime on the City of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. Passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues.
Good night, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with Rocky.
rock and roll music fans, Rockin' Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly. Right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it. The heart and soul of rock and roll, proud to be presenting Train Songs this week. And Charlie's got our next one. Charlie?
Wabash Cannonball. This song is an American folk song. It's thought to have originated around 1882. There's sheet music that gives credit that year to a man by the name of J.A. Rolfe, and he's listed as the writer. But the name of the song at that time was The Great Rock Island Rout. Later on in 1904, it was rewritten by William Kent, and then it was named Wabash Cannonball. First recordings of this song was in 1929 by the Carter family, but that recording wasn't released until 1931. But one of the most famous versions was by Roy Acuff in 1936. It sold over 10 million copies worldwide. And by the way, less than 40 singles have sold that many copies worldwide. Two USA universities use this song as their signature song, Indiana State University and Purdue University. Both these universities are located near the Wabash River. Wabash Cannonball is part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 500 songs that shape rock and roll, and it is the oldest song on the list. But right now, we're going to hear one of my favorite singers doing her rendition of the Wabash Cannonball, Wanda Jackson.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of flowing mountains to the south belt by the shore, she's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down to Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a gal from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Our eastern states are dandy, so all the people say. From New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. So here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered in the courts throughout the land. His earthly race is over, the curtains around him fall, they'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. So listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's squall. You're traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. You're traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
It's Train Songs on the heart and soul of rock and roll. Joe, where are we headed next?
Ray, up next, we got Solomon Burke. Solomon had a 55-year career in rhythm and blues and was one who helped to invent the soul sound of the 1960s. He arrived at Atlantic Records as Ray Charles and Bobby Darin had departed for better deals and had success there. In 2002, Burke won a Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Blues Album, Don't Give Up On Me. Here's Solomon Burke singing a Van Morrison composition, Fast Train.
There's great songwriters in the world. Van Morrison is one of my very dear friends. And when Van says, Solomon, it's time to get on a train, we want to get on that fast train. Come on. Come on. All aboard. Well, you've been on a fast train, and you're going off the rail, and you can't come back, can't come back, can't come back again. And it starts breaking down in the pouring rain. Well, you've been on a fast train, oh Lord, y'all, fast train. But when your love has gone away, don't it make you feel sad? And you go on a journey way into the land, and you start breaking down on the strain, and you break it on down, and then you jump on a fast train, head off your fast train. You gotta go on the land, step in no more man's land. Nobody gonna lend you a helping hand, and you start breaking down, down to the sound. But when you hear that fast train, good God, Lord, fast train. But when you keep on moving to the sound of the wheel, deep down in your heart, do you really know how you feel? And you start breaking down, 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 and you're going in the pain. Keep on moving on the fast train. Oh, fast train. You're way over the line. Next thing you're out of your mind. Then you're out of your depth. To the wind that she grabbed. And there's nowhere to go. Keep on moving on a fast train, y'all. Good God, fast train. You gotta go on the land, out in the no man's land. Ain't nobody on your way, man. Ain't nobody gonna lend you a helping hand. And you start breaking down all along of this town. Moving on your own on a fast train. Good God, God.
And Soul of Rock and Roll, presented by the Birmingham Record Collectors. And of course, as usual, we're all gathered around the microphones here with the turntables ready to play the songs that that are all about trains this time. We've got an interesting one coming up there. What have you got?
The next song is by Johnny Burnett Trio, Train Kept a Rolling. This is a cover of a Tiny Bradshaw song from the 1950s. Burnett took this R&B song and did it fast-paced in his rockabilly style.
almost like a train moving fast. And if you listen real close, you can feel those wheels a-turning. The Burnett Trio didn't have any recordings that made the charts, but with songs like Tear It Up, Honey Hush, Sweet Love on My Mind, and I Just Found Out, it's very surprising. Not until he recorded Dreamin' in 1960 did Burnett have a record that made the charts. On this song, it said that the fuzz tone heard is due to the guitarist Paul Burleson loosening the tube in his amp. Whatever, this is a great rocker from 1956, and it's one of the group's best. This was recorded on the Coral label, and record collectors today value this 45 at around $100. Here is Train Kept a Rollin' by the Johnny Burnett Trio.
New York City, and we trucked on down that old fair lane with a heave and a hoe. Well, I just couldn't let it go. Get along, sweet little woman, get along. Better be up when you're wet to get along. Sweet little woman, get along. Better be up when you're wet to with a heave and a hoe. Well, I just couldn't let it go. Well, the train kept a rolling.
What a great way to spend a summer evening. Listen to the trains off in the distance. And we've heard some great train songs on this particular program. I bet you didn't know there were so many train songs. Well, there's actually many more train songs. And Joe's going to put together a second show of train songs. And we'll feature that on down the road later this year on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. Music you don't find other places. Next, it's going to be not the original artist, but someone else covering a different artist's song. So cover songs will be the theme. We're going to have songs about the moon. We're going to feature our Hall of Fame members as we get close to our BRC record show the third week in August. And we're going to feature some of the music by some of those Hall of Fame members. And then we're going to do an all-request show where we've asked the Birmingham Record Collector members to come up with their favorite tune. And we're going to put all those together and play them for you. Then it's back to school music as we get into August. And from there, we go on to girls' name songs, answer songs, and we invite you to join us right here on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. Again, some of those songs, we were looking for more information. If you know something about those, just send me an email. It's Ray, R-A-Y, at rockingray.com. That's going to do it for now. We're going to ask our pumping piano fella, Mr. Bobby Mizell, to take it home.
From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. If there's a song that you would like included in a future program, please email your request to me at Ray, R-A-Y, at rockingray.com. Your comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us the third weekend in August for our 30th annual BRC Record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks for our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. For the Heart and Soul Boogie, keep on rocking, Bobby.